USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The suspect in an Idaho shopping mall shooting on Monday afternoon passed away on Tuesday morning at a hospital, according to the Boise Police Department. In a statement, they say the Ada County Coroner's Office has identified the suspect as 27-year-old Jacob Berquist. He was wounded during an exchange of gunfire with a police officer at that mall on Monday afternoon, but it's unclear whether the wounds he died of were self-inflicted or if he suffered wounds in that exchange with cops. Three other people injured in the shooting expected to survive, but again, two people were killed. There's no indication of what the gunman's motive was. Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccine for children getting a stamp of approval from an FDA panel. It says it's okay in a lower dose for kids ages 5 through 11. And this is USA Radio News.
Just in time for Christmas giving, the classic MyPillow bundle available right now through MyPillow.com. You've heard me talk for over 3 years now about how MyPillow has given me a better night's sleep. Well, now you can get a standard queen or king size MyPillow for as low as $19.98. And they'll be delivered in plenty of time for Christmas giving. This classic MyPillow bundle includes a press and pack bag so that you can put the MyPillow in the press and pack bag, pack it away for the holidays, and take it to wherever you go. You can also wrap it that way. Perfect for your Christmas giving. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, and click on the classic MyPillow bundle. Save yourself a bunch of money on a MyPillow right now by going to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA.
A U.S. Senate subcommittee continuing its investigation into the effects many social media sites have on children. Here's the latest on a hearing held on Tuesday from USA Radio's Tim Berg.
Ranking member and Tennessee Republican Senator Marsha Blackburn raises concerns about the social media platform's data collecting efforts, specifically TikTok, whose parent company is partially owned by China's government.
I've made no secret about my concerns that TikTok, which is owned by Beijing, owned ByteDance, is paving the way for the Chinese government to gain unfettered access to our children and teens.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Several former Trump administration staffers reportedly working with the U.S. House Select Committee that's looking into the Capitol riot. Reports are at least five former staffers have voluntarily spoken with the panel. And this is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Chicken giant Tyson Foods saying the company's vaccine mandate has resulted in 96% of their workforce rolling up their sleeves. All told, the company employs about 120,000 people, so only about 4,000 people are not protected from COVID-19. Tyson's U.S. workers have until November 1st to get vaccinated after the company announced the mandate in August. The company adding that it's seen a steep decline in active COVID-19 cases in their workforce because of those mandated immunizations. The Atlanta Braves have taken the first game of the World Series, beating the Houston Astros 6-2. On Tuesday night in Houston, the U.S. Senate giving the thumbs up to some new members of the Biden administration as members confirmed four of the president's ambassador nominees by voice vote on Tuesday. They include former Arizona Senator Jeff Flake to become ambassador to Turkey, former New Mexico Senator Thomas Udall, he'll become envoy to New Zealand and Samoa. The widow of former Arizona Senator John McCain, Cindy McCain, was confirmed to become ambassador to the U.N.'s agencies for food and agriculture, and the widow of the late Senator Ted Kennedy, Victoria Reggie Kennedy, was given the green light to become ambassador to Austria. Tuesday saw Wall Street indexes closing higher at the bell, the S&P and the Dow both setting new records at the close. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.